Amen. Praise the Lord. What a day that'll be.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Jesus is what's going to make heaven so sweet.
Amen.
That's right. Listen, I know we all think about seeing our loved ones that's gone on. And, you know, it's going to be wonderful to see people.
Amen.
Amen. See people that's saved, that's gone on, people we love. But the absolute greatest thing about heaven is Jesus himself.
Amen.
There's no sight like him.
Right.
Amen. While he was on the earth, there's never a man like him.
Right.
Never a man spoke like him. Amen. He did things that man had never seen. Amen.
Amen.
And when we get to heaven, what glory, what glory. I've always tried to picture it in my mind, you know, what John saw when he said his hair was white like wool. His hands and feet of brass, you know, and he had on that white robe. Amen. What a, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. I've always, you know, believed that the Lord could, because he said he knew what was in man. He can see right through us. Do you know that? Amen. His righteous, holy eyes can see right through us. And just one look at him and from him, I'm telling you, there's going to be some shouting and some rejoicing going on in heaven. Amen. No God besides him. He said, there is no other. Amen. The hand kept the church going in the right direction, in the right way. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to preach as long as that lasts.
Okay. We'll hold you to that.
Yeah. God bless you. That's a joy and a blessing to be here this morning. I count it a real honor to be here. And I appreciate your pastor inviting me to come. I've got old, and I have to change glasses. The Lord's been good to me. He's been good to all of us. And I appreciate this church so much. They'll never know how much me and Glenda love this church. In the book of Psalms, I want to preach this morning on I've got a friend. And I have. Right in amongst this church here, I've got a friend. This church has been my friend all these years, and I appreciate him this morning. It's the first time I've got to come since Glenda passed away. 4 months. It's been tough, but there's a sweeter day coming. And I don't know when it'll be, but I know she died. She raised both hands and laid them back down beside of her. And smiled. And she had a smile on her face. And when they prepared her body, got her ready for viewing, she still had that smile on her face. She went to heaven with that smile.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The Bible said this. in the book of Psalms 23. I won't preach but a few minutes. And I can't preach like I used to. And you get 83, you won't either. And I'm glad I got 83. The Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Number one this morning, I am so thankful that the Lord is my shepherd. I'm so proud this morning that the Lord is my friend. He's always been my friend. He told me, "To be your friend, you just cast all your cares upon me, and I'll take care of you." And that's what the Lord has done. He's still taking care. All of these years, I've been saved. I've been a preaching 65 years. And I've been saved in 1958. I got saved, and I got washed, and he became my friend. And what's so great, he's never turned his back on me. He's a friend. Then not only he's my friend, but the Bible said he's our kind shepherd. Now, I'm proud of the Lord. I'm proud of the Lord is not respect a person. He don't love me a bit more than he does you. I'm proud this morning that he loves us all. 2 weeks before my wife died, I was they got me a lift chair to lift up. And Glennard went in the back bedroom to put her pajamas on. And she come back in and stood. And she said, "Do I look like I'm ready for heaven?" And one of the daughters had given her new pajamas. And they were so beautiful. She said, "Now, on the outside, I don't look like I'm ready. But you just can't see the deep on the inside." She said, "I'm ready." Isn't it good to have a friend that gives you assurance that you're ready? I can hear the Lord say, "Welcome home, thy good and thy faithful servant." I've tried to be faithful for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm proud this morning that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Isn't it great this morning that the Lord meets our needs? The Lord encourages our heart. I sit at the house during the day. I can't drive no more. I sit at the house, and I get so down, and I get so discouraged and so defeated, but I'm proud this morning that the Lord said that he would walk with me and he'd fellowship with me. And I am so thankful this morning that he does. And, you know, as a friend, he keeps me from straying. I mean, you know what's kept me all these years? I remember pastoring this little church. It wasn't little, it was a big church to me. And you know what I remember? I remember young people shouting the victory. I mean, I remember the young people getting glory on them and enjoying the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? God is still in the same business now as he was then. The Lord is my shepherd. And I am so thankful of the day. And then not only that, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my water. The Bible said, "Blessed is he that thirsts and after righteousness." And I'm proud I've got a thirst in my soul for the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that can help me. The Lord, he said, "I am the good shepherd. I'm the sent shepherd. I'm the wanted shepherd. I'm the loving shepherd. I'm the caring shepherd." He's a friend. He's just a friend this morning. When it comes down time, to leave this walk of life, I'm going to leave it with a friend. I'm going home with a friend. And you know what? I'm going to get to stay with this friend through eternity and forever and ever. I'm not going to be separated from him. He's my friend that's going to stick closer than a brother, the Bible said. And I am so thankful this morning that I can do that. Then the shepherd, beloved, knows his sheep. He calls us by name. You know what? I'm Tommy C. in North Carolina this morning. But when I get to heaven, I'll lay this natural body down and get that precious body that he's prepared for me. One golden daybreak, Jesus is going to say, come. And I'm going to come up hither. And two of the girls were standing at the cemetery yesterday morning. And one of the girls said, wouldn't it be something? Said, wouldn't it really be something if Mama come up out of the grave? I said, she is. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I know that one of these Sunday mornings we may be having Sunday school and preaching at the church. Look down across the field, see all that dirt thrown up out of the ground. Boy, them dear saints has got up and gone home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we'll be like him. I'm proud. I'm proud that he's a good shepherd. Gives us life eternal. He feeds the sheep. He waters the sheep. He loves the sheep, and he knows us by name. He knows us by our heartbeat. He knows us how we walk. He just knows us because he's our friend. The Lord Jesus is our friend. I want you to notice this morning in verses number 3, the Bible said this, the Lord is my shepherd. But 3, the Bible said, he restoreth my soul. Isn't it wonderful this morning, look at me, that the Lord keeps us in tune? I mean, I know things. My son-in-law died about a month before my wife died. Then my daddy's sister died 2 weeks ago. A lot of death been coming through the family. But you know what? I can't wait. I got a longing down in my heart to be with him. I don't dread that day. I look forward to that day when the Bible said he restoreth our souls. Notice, if you will, the Bible said he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know what? I was holding Daddy's hand when he died. He said, son, he said, whatever you do, don't quit preaching. He said, whatever you do, stay with God. It's not me staying with God, but it's God staying with us. And he makes it so easy. He makes it so easy for us to stay with him. The Bible said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You know what? I got up on Monday morning and I had no idea that my wife was going to die. Nobody had mentioned nothing. She'd got up that Sunday morning and got ready to go to church. And she looked at me and she said, "Tommy, I just can't go." Said, "I want to go, but said, I just can't." I come back and she was laying on the couch asleep. One of the girls stopped and we put her to bed. And she never did wake back up. And I had no idea. But you know what? The Lord didn't make a mistake. The Lord done what needed to be done in His sight. Preacher, listen, it's going to be a wonderful time. When I get there. Oh, hallelujah. I don't mean to cry, but I can't help it. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Get that something? I stand here, Brother Mike, this morning. And I see people that's not here, that's done gone to heaven, done gone to be with the Lord. But I'm proud one golden daybreak, we all are going. The Bible said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Amen. What a day. Would you come to the piano? I know I hadn't done much, but the Lord's done a lot. Brother Mike, would you come and let's sing a song? Preacher, would you come out here and stand in front? This morning, if there's a need in your heart, if there's a need in your life this morning, if you're lost and never been saved, I want you to come this morning and trust Him. If things ain't right in your heart, I want you to come and